Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here come the Hawks making history. You got to love these sports headlines. Historic Chicago hire, six-time world champion, becoming the Hawks' first female player development coach, and she's with us now. Congratulations, Kendall. You got to be feeling pretty good today, huh?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Dave. Yes, thanks for having me. It's been a surreal 24 hours, and I'm so excited. As a local kid who grew up, in the Chicagoland area in Palos Heights, I grew up idolizing this team. I grew up wanting to be on this team, and the last 24 hours feels like that dream finally came true.
And was this something? I mean, when you were a kid, I mean, of course, you started skating early on, but did you have it in your head that you wanted to be in the sports world in a capacity like this?
Well, I think as a really, really young kid, all I knew was the Blackhawks, and that's the team I wanted to play for because that's the team everybody wanted to play for who grew up here. But then I realized that that might not be possible, and I might need to consider a different avenue. And so, as my relationship with the Blackhawks evolved and I was able to see different aspects of the organization, player development was one that caught my eye and one that I knew I could help, be an asset for the organization and continue the work that I've done over the last 6-7 years in the community and be a youth hockey growth specialist. So I would say it's evolved, but it's been finally formalized over the last 6-7 years that I've worked through the organization.
Kendall, what did your parents think about your ambitions as a young girl?
They just supported my dreams, my goals. I think they heard a lot along the way, whether it was like, why are you making your daughter play hockey, the sports for boys? Why don't you do something that, is for girls? And my parents were like, you go tell her that. this is where she wants to be. This is what she loves to do. And so there were a lot of, people that didn't think I belonged, but I had their support. I had their unconditional love throughout my entire career, and whatever my goals and aspirations were, they supported and they sacrificed a lot. And so, while this is an incredible moment for me, I wouldn't be here without their love and their support. And same goes for my three siblings as well.
Kendall, it seems like you're wearing a lot of hats here, which is nothing new for you. But you're still going to be part of the national team. You're player development coach, but you're also youth hockey growth specialist. So tell us how those two titles with the Blackhawks will complement each other and how you'll have time to do both those jobs.
Yes, that's a great question. And if there's a common denominator, it's the word development. And I think that's what excites me the most about both of those roles is being able to develop the game at the grassroots level as a youth hockey growth specialist and then help develop our prospects to make sure that they're NHL ready and when they're ready to go and they get the call up to be a part of the Blackhawks organization. So development is definitely the common denominator. And then in addition, I'll be continuing my training with the women's national team in hopes of bringing home another gold medal come 2022 if I'm fortunate enough to be on that team. So it's definitely a lot of hats, but I think the more on my plate, the better I am, and I want to continue to grow this game and introduce as many kids to the sport of hockey because I cannot think of my life without the sport and the amazing experiences I've had. So I know it's so much more than gold medals and wins and X's and O's. It's all about the experience and the relationships and the many life skills that I've learned through the game of hockey.
I have a hunch you're going to be on that team, and so you will have to time manage as you always do. But I would think you're going to have a really good handle on the abilities of some of the Blackhawks' top prospects at Rockford's, since you'll be working with them directly. So do you see Stan Bowman and the hockey operations staff really coming to you to get your input on the development, the progress that some of these young guys are making?
Absolutely. That's what they hired me to do. And the Blackhawks organization has been first class since they've welcomed me since 2014 when I was a media relations intern from, you think back to 2018 when they honored me after the Olympic Games and I was in full gear and I did a little bit like a one last shift moment and, you know, the As Fast As Her documentary that won an Emmy this past weekend.
That's right.
To, you know, the community work that I've done over the last 7 years, you know, the Blackhawks youth hockey camps and the list goes on and on and on. And so, I know that they value me as a part of this organization. They value my insight. They value my skill. They value what I bring to the table. And that's why they hired me is to help this team win championships, to help develop our prospects, to be on the ice, you know, to analyze the film, to do what I do best and to do what I know. And that's the game of hockey. So, I will expect, some conversations to be had about our prospects and what I see in them and what I hope to see in them in the future.
Kendall, with your hiring and the Marlins hiring the first female general manager in the history of the four major North American pro sports leagues, a lot of little girls and young women are looking up to you now. But what if you're not a former player? What if you're not a former pro or college player? What's the outlook for getting a good front office job, if that's your background?
For sure. I think that's the beauty of this position is you don't need to be an elite player to be an elite coach. You don't have to play in the Olympic Games to work in broadcasting, to do the things that I've done. And that's what I love to share with kids, that there's so many ways to be involved in sport beyond the ones that you really see on the front lines, like a player or the play-by-play or the color analyst. There's so many different ways that you can be involved. And when I was a kid, did I know what a player development coach was? No. But I've learned over time that I can be involved in this way. I can use my skill set to be a great player development coach. So I think it's eye-opening to so many to see that, you know, hey, that's okay. I can work and be the best coach I can be. I can be the best official I can be. You know, it'll be soon, but when we see the first woman officiate an NHL regular season game, you know, that's not far away. So a lot of these young players and kids, you need to see it to be it. And so I think yesterday was another moment. And while I'm the first player development coach in Blackhawks history, I think it's important to acknowledge that I'm the third in the hockey operations department, along with Megan Hunter and Mary Dee Bartolo. So they're definitely leading the way, and I'm excited for more women to continue to be involved in the organization.
Where did you skate as a kid, Kendall?
So I skated at the formerly known as the Orland Park Ice Arena, OPIA as we called it, now known as the Arctic Ice Arena in Orland Park. So that's where I put on my first pair of skates and marched around the ice like a lot of people who put on skates for the first time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So take us into the future. Given a choice down the road, general manager or head coach of a National Hockey League team?
Oh. both would be a dream, but I think I'm going to learn a lot this year and get a little bit better insight as to both of those roles and see. And, you know, either way, if it's not me, I'm looking forward to whoever is the first woman to do that. But I hope I can do that down the line, and I'm going to grow a lot in this position, and I look forward to it.
And by the way, I noticed you were tweeted congratulations by another Sandberg alumnus, Sandberg High School alumnus, Pat Fitzgerald, who's having a pretty good run of his own right now at Northwestern. So, you know, there's a guy who certainly can give you some insight, too, into being a head coach.
Yeah, I'll
yes,
say.
And it's just, for sure, yeah, and we wish him the best, and we obviously root for him. Both my husband and I, both Sandberg grads. So even though my husband went to Michigan, we still root for him.
Right.
And Northwestern as our hometown team. But yeah, there's been so many players and coaches who have actually reached out to me in the last 24 hours. A lot from the league. It's been so amazing to hear their support and reach out and say, hey, if you have any questions or if I can help in any way, don't be afraid to ask. And so there's a lot of supporters and there's a lot of people that have lent their hands to me in the last 24 hours after hearing this announcement.
And as an Olympic champion, Kendall, are you the person who can make me an ice skater who doesn't pull myself along the boards at the side of the rink when I skate? I can actually get out in the middle of the rink if you give me a few lessons?
I can. I did it with my husband, and he can skate now, so I definitely can do it.
Best of luck to you, Kendall Coyne Schofield, Chicago Blackhawks, and we'll talk to you down the road. Have a great holiday, Kendall.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Dave. Have a great holiday as well.
Thank you.